I'm Kathy Warzer. Here's an update from NPR News. One of the top regional stories is the growing number of calls for DFL state lawmaker Dan Schoen to resign after several women have come forward to accuse him of sexual harassment. The allegations were first reported by MinnPost.com. The alleged behavior ranges from unwanted invitations to meet to being grabbed from behind. One woman claims Schoen, a first-term state senator from the Cottage Grove area, sent her a photo of male genitals via Snapchat. Schoen, who's a former House member and a paramedic and police officer in Cottage Grove, denies in a statement that he made inappropriate contact and says other suggestions of harassment involve encounters taken out of context. Senate Minority Leader Tom Bach is calling on Schoen to resign, as are a number of other DFL leaders, including the head of the state DFL party. Schoen says he has no intention of stepping down. Minnesota Senate Republicans are preparing to lay off staff and suspend operations in the coming weeks because of an unresolved dispute with DFL Governor Mark Dayton over legislative funding. Dayton line item vetoed House and Senate funding last spring, and the matter is still tied up in the courts. The House has enough available reserves to continue operations until early February. The Senate reserves run out December 1st, but Senate Republican leader Paul Gazelka said yesterday he's looking for some additional money from a separate legislative branch account to keep the Senate afloat.
We can't just raid that money. I think that would be irresponsible. But we have found that there is carryover money there. A few million, a little over $3 million. And we can, we think, reach out and use that.
The 2018 session starts February 20th. The Wisconsin legislature is set to vote today on a Republican-backed proposal limiting the public's access to footage from police body cameras. The bill has the support of law enforcement agencies across Wisconsin. Opponents say new notification requirements for footage taken in private places will result in the public being denied access to the information. St. Paul City Council member Dai Tao, who made an unsuccessful run for mayor, faces a criminal investigation for allegedly interfering with the election by helping a voter cast their ballot. The alleged incident occurred a day before the election at a polling place in Dow's district where early voting was taking place. According to several news organizations, he's accused of helping a voter. State law states it's illegal for a candidate to enter a booth with a voter. However, there are provisions if someone needs assistance because of a language or physical barrier. The complaint has been turned over to the Hennepin County Sheriff's Department for criminal investigation. Brooklyn Park police are still investigating why a 45-year-old man allegedly attacked a woman with an axe. According to Care 11 TV, police say they were called to an apartment building Tuesday, and when they arrived, they found a woman suffering from severe injuries. She was the property landlord, and at some point, the suspect attacked her. He faces assault charges. Sports notes, the Wild were beaten again, third loss in a row. They fell to the Maple Leafs last night, 4-2. Regional weather, we have a winter weather advisory for the International Falls and Ely areas and for northern Wisconsin and a winter storm warning for the UP of Michigan. All this is because of lake effect snow. Scattered snow showers across northeastern Minnesota today. Should be dry and sunny elsewhere. A little windy, though. Highs will be about 10 to 25 degrees. Cold tonight, lows 5 below zero across the Northland, 10 above zero in the south. Clouding up tomorrow with a chance of snow in northwestern Minnesota by the afternoon. Highs tomorrow will be in the 20s. For more news, you can stream NPR right now or tune us in by listening to the radio. I'm Kathy Warzer.